एरात्मा में प्रसिद्धति and suddenly most abominable and unfortunate to have merged in an ocean of sinful activities. But nevertheless, because of my previous spiritual activities, I could see those four exalted personalities who came to rescue me. Now I feel exceedingly happy because of their support. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita 22nd chapter 54th verse, sadhu sangha sarva shastra toy lava matra sadhu sangha sarva shakti hoy. Association with devotees is recommended by all the shastras, because by even a moment of such association one can receive the seed for all perfection. In the beginning of his life, Ajamal was certainly very pure, and he associated with devotees and brahmanas. Because of that pious activity, even though he was fallen, he was inspired to name his son Narayana. Certainly, this was due to good counsel given from within by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sadasyacham Vrishanivisho Matasudhijnanam Apohanamcha, I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. The Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart, is so kind that if one has ever rendered service to Him, the Lord never forgets him. Thus, the Lord from within gave Ajamal the opportunity to name his younger son Narayana, so that in affection he would constantly call Narayana, Narayana, and thus be saved from the most fearful and dangerous condition at the time of his death. Such is the mercy of Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasadhe Pai Bhakti Lata Beats. By the mercy of the Guru and Krishna, one receives the seed of bhakti. This association saves a devotee from the greatest fear. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore change the devotee's name to a form that reminds him of Vishnu. If at the time of death the devotee can remember his own name, such as Krishna Das or Govinda Das, he can be saved from the greatest danger. Therefore, the change of name at the time of initiation is essential. The Krishna consciousness movement is so meticulous that it gives one a good opportunity to remember Krishna somehow or other. Om Jnana Tirantasya Jnanantana Shrakaya Chakshum Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sthagrajatam Sahagrarkhanathanyatam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijanasahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagamalita Shri Vishakhanitam Sahara. He Krishna Krinathindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tatta Kanjana Gaurama Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Harikriye Vanchakatvarupnishya Kripa Sindhukeva Cha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prachamine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे भूतैर्माध्यये मा पुरोहितो नमाय चेते दमोक्ष पुरुष भुङ्क्ते गुणाक्षोडश षोडशात्मक सौरं कृषीष्ण भगवान् चांसि मे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग ऑन द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ अजामिल हाउ ही गॉट डिलीवर्ड हाउ ही वॉज ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड फ्रॉम ए सिंपल पर्सन एंड a person who is repenting and ultimately who got delivered from the material clutches. So here we can see the repentance of Ajamila. He is considering himself what kind of sinful activities that I have performed. And because of that, I will have been drawn into the hellish punishments. As it is mentioned in verse 29, Yamayatanaha. Yatana means an intense suffering. Yamayatanaha. No normal suffering that you get in this world. There is a special allotted place for extreme suffering that can be imparted. And that is Yamalaya, the house of Yamaraj. It is considered in the southern direction as you go down. Even if you go even further lower planetary system, the being underneath everything, next to Patal Loka, there is Yamalaya. And in Yamalaya, in the house of Yama, one may be punished, Yamayatana, the intense punishment, which were described elaborately in the previous canto towards the end. According to the punishment, according to the sinful activities, one will get punishment. So, this is serious and severe. And that's why here we can see the lamentation of Ajamila. What kind of sinful activities that I have performed? Then he is thinking now, is it a dream? Especially if you go through some very difficult experiences, and if we actually got over it, and we may reflect and think, did it really happen? A miraculous escape. One may reflect and think, was it a dream? So that is the kind of mood of Ajamila at this point. He is thinking now, the four ferocious personalities who tried to drag him all the way to Yamalaya. As it is mentioned in the end of fifth canto, they are practically dragging the subtle body. And while dragging, one goes through intense pain. Even though they drag fast and it may not take a long distance, it feels like eternity for the person who is going through it. So that is suffering. So even dragging from this body to the Yamalaya, that in itself is intense suffering. And there are many hellish planets, Krimi Bhoja, where if one performs certain kind of sinful activities, one will be eaten by worms, Krimi Bhoja, Ravirava, Kumbhipaka. So there are many hellish planets, and there are very clear description of punishment which should be awarded. So everything is very calculated, everything is very meticulous. So the process of punishment is very meticulous. So it is not just that anything can happen, but everything is well calculated. So he thought about these four ferocious personalities who tried to drag him. Alongside, he started reflecting on the four personalities who are demigod-like, who are effulgent, who are beautiful. They saved him. So he is thanking the association of such wonderful devotees. As it is mentioned here, you can see who are they?
Vibhuta Uttama. Vibhuta.
Vibhuta is translated as devotee. Vibhuta is also translated as demigods. So Vibhuta, they are real Buddhi is there. That's right. Vishishta Vibhuta, Buddha. They are Vibhuta. So they have real intelligence and they are devotees. So here Srila Prabhupada takes this opportunity to present the importance of association with the devotees. So today, purport, we will analyze and present a few important points. We have elaborated on a few important points. To start with, the importance of association. Srila Prabhupada, whenever gets a chance, he presents the importance of association with the devotees. A very striking example here we can see. Apart from that, in the previous canto, in the episode of Bharat Maharaj, how he got a birth as a deer, he had to go to that lower birth. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada gives a very interesting purport, in which he says Bharat Maharaj fell down because of lack of association with the devotees. Since he left the palace, he went to the forest and he didn't have association with the devotees, so there was no one to correct him when he was deviating from his spiritual life. He got attracted to a deer. It can look very innocent, very sublime, but it is simply a material attachment which dragged him down. If you see the commentaries of previous acharyas, they don't get so much into the association of devotees there. Whereas Srila Prabhupada, he rightly bring in the importance of association with devotees, because our society is standing for Sadhu Sangha. So this is the essential aspect of ISKCON as a society. Give the association with the devotees. So it is not just the process. We said Bhakti Yoga as a process. However, Bhakti Yoga can only be practiced in community. So it's a communal process, it's a communal spiritual process. And so association with the devotees is so important. And that association with the devotees is based upon the loving exchanges. Shadvidham Pridilakshana. So in that purport, we can see, Srila Prabhupada mentions in Nectar of Instruction that our society is built and our society is nourished based on six loving exchanges among devotees. So, one can associate with the devotees based on six loving exchanges. In your remembrance, what were the loving exchanges? And remember the verse?
Dadadi.
Yeah, Dadadi Pradipranadi. You give something, gift. It can be anything. Dadadi Pradipranadi. It can be words. It can be anything. It can be that you can expect a gift, you know. Christmas gift. It's not talking about Christmas. Okay. Dadadi Pradipranadi. Guhyamakhyamadi Pradipranadi. We are going through some trouble, or if we are going through a good time, we reveal it to our devotees. Not necessarily everyone, but select. And Prachari, and if we have a problem, we ask and we get clarification. Bhumte bhojete cheva. Bhumte. We accept prasada. And bhojete. We feed other devotees. Shadvidham Pridilakshana. So we can see the loving exchanges are so important. And in Kali Yuga, Kalau Sangha Shakti, Kali Yuga, our strength is Sangha association. Otherwise, we cannot practice Krishna consciousness. If we ever think that we are strong devotees, and if we go out from the association of the devotees with good intention that I can practice, it is just a matter of time. It is just a matter of time. One can see that slowly one's consciousness coming down. it is very easy. It will not have that enthusiasm. It will go down. And that's why Kali Yuga Sankha association is the most important. Kala Sankha Shakti. So even in Panchanga Bhakti, the five most important limbs of devotion service, Rupa Goswami in Nectar Devotion, Bhaktirasana, Pandu Prasanta 64, items of devotion service, of his 64, he put 5 of them on the top category. Even in the 5 of them, the top one, the first one is association of the devotees. Association of the devotees is considered even more important than chanting. It's not that we don't need to chant. No. If we associate with the devotees, we will chant. And if we lose the association of the devotees, we may not chant. So it is so important for our essential devotional practice. And in association with the devotees, it is very important that we see good qualities in other devotees. Very, very important. So the association of the devotees is fruitful if we see good qualities in other devotees. When we see good qualities in other devotees and if we appreciate those good qualities, we could imbibe those qualities. So it is insufficient that we just associate, you know, just chit-chat and go, just socialize. But if we see good qualities and maybe appreciate, we tend to develop those qualities. So that's why we had to see, oh, this devotee is reading very nicely, this devotee is serving very nicely, this devotee is cooking very nicely. So we had to see good qualities in devotees, and that is very, very helpful. So that will reflect upon us. And then we can see we will have that desire. I also want to do that service very nicely. I also want to know Shastra properly. I also want to deal with devotees in a very loving way, in a caring way. So in this way, we develop those desires. Because we had to be influenced in the association of the devotees. We don't want to be compartmentalized. My own land, my own place, my own island. That doesn't work. We want to be influenced by the good qualities of the devotees. Then our life is successful. So we need association of the devotees who are here. So we are living in a temple, we need the association of the devotees in the ashram. We need the association of the devotees living in the congregation. We need the association of senior devotees who have been practicing for 30, 40, 50 years. So we need all kinds of association. Everything will help us to go further in our devotion service. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a very beautiful verse. It's mentioned, Durlabho Manisho Deho. You can understand the meaning. Durlabho Manisho Deho. Durlab, very rare is this human body. So that we accept, and Shastra explains about this. Dehina Kshana Bhangura. But there is one thing, Dehina. For the living entities, it is very difficult to obtain this human form. And that is also Kshana Bhangura. What is the meaning of that? Kshana Bhangura. Who knows the meaning of Kshana Bhangura? Yes, it is
easily destroyed.
Exactly. Very good. It is Kshana Bhangura. In a Kshana, this is actually more than a Kshana. Kshana Bhangura. It can be destroyed in a moment. Dehina Kshana Bhangura. But Tatra Durlabham Anye. Even obtaining human body is very rare. But even rarer than that is Vaikuntha Priyadarshana. Getting association of advanced pure devotees who are very dear to the Lord of Vaikuntha. So this is considered very, very rare. So we have Srila Prabhupada, we have followers of Srila Prabhupada who have been practicing Krishna consciousness for ages. 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. So it is very important that followers of Srila Prabhupada, they can be disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they can be Then they separate, but the devotee should have been practicing for a long time, and it is very essential that we get the association. We need evidence association, but those advanced associations also very important. Now, COVID times are running, of course we can hear from internet. But COVID time will finish, this phase will also pass. When such senior devotees come, or senior devotees who are here, we have to hear from them. So there is a tendency many times we think the lecture is good if it is entertaining. Very entertaining lecture, we will go clap the hand, it is very nice. Jokes are there, it is very good. But it is not like that. So we had to train ourselves and we had to train others how to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and other lectures. So we are not really about what is the best storytelling. It's not a storytelling competition. It's not, how we can hear more jokes and we can be entertained. These are secondary. Okay? We have to train ourselves to hear the realizations of such devotees who have dedicated their life for Krishna. Practicing for 40-50 years, very nice. So many devotees are there locally and globally. They will be here as well. So we have to train ourselves and we have to train who we are preaching to. So initially it is there is an initial phase of Krishna consciousness where we need only charismatic speakers. That Prabhu or Mataji, so nice, The jokes were so good. It was so entertaining. What a story. That is alright. It is good. We need such kind of speakers. Initially we have to attract some or other. If it is a joke, no problem. If it is just stories, no problem. Of course, everything will lead to Krishna. But in any case, after some time, we can train ourselves. So are we hearing the realizations of those devotees? Are we really getting inspired by the realizations of the devotees? Because they have gone through the path and still they are going through the path. And how can we apply those principles in our life? So this is very important in Krishna consciousness. Now if you see, senior devotees are getting older. Many are going to the late 60s, many are in their 70s. So we have to understand this opportunity is not going to last very long. So we have to take advantage of such devotees. So when they come to this temple, we have to be eager to come and listen. And if we cannot come, at least listen online. But we have to be eager to listen from them. I remember when I started my Krishna consciousness, it was very, very interesting. I used to stay very close to the temple, I was staying in Nakuram. And any senior devotee or any guest come or any sannyasi come, whoever it is, we don't discriminate. Just want to come and hear, want to attend the kirtan. It is like it is a happening, this is a real happening, something is happening. So this is what we have to feel. Though it doesn't matter who, any senior devotee, if you get the association of any senior devotee, directly disciple Prabhupada, grand disciple, it doesn't matter. We have to feel, okay, this is really good, great, go for it. In that way, we have to train ourselves to listen the realizations of advanced devotees. And then it is Tatra Dutabhamanye Vaikuntha Priyadarshana. So Ajamal got the association of eternal associates of the Lord. As it is mentioned, they are Vibhuthas. Not just Vibhutha, it is mentioned Vibhutha Uttama, Vibhutha Uttama. So they are advanced devotees, eternal associates of the Lord. And there we had the transformation. And his life was completely changed. And now he is repenting and is glorifying that association. From here, I will move to the next point. When I read this purport, I was amazed and started thinking about the transcendental ingenious nature of Srila Prabhupada in presenting Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada has made the entire knowledge of Krishna consciousness accessible to the entire world. Please think about this point very carefully, because the knowledge of Krishna consciousness in itself, as mentioned in Bhagavad or Bhagavad Gita or entire Vedic literature, it wasn't accessible before for a common man. Now, if you see the amount of literature that we have, it is just amazing, it is enormous, it's voluminous. So Prabhupada made such literature, such knowledge accessible to everyone. Second, he gave a practical process by which we can realize that knowledge. So he implemented this knowledge in this institution of ISKCON. Okay, so that one is the accessibility of knowledge, second is practical implementation. Third, he focused on the essence of bhakti everywhere, whether it's in a practical, our daily application of Krishna consciousness or purport. He is the master of focusing on the essence of bhakti, and such is this purport. And I was amazed to read this purport, and I was thinking in this way. So Prabhupada's words are giving accessibility to the applied science of Bhakti Yoga for the entire humanity in this age of Kali. It's accessibility to the applied science of Bhakti. So it is not just a knowledge, but it is application centric. So if you see the entire Krishna consciousness, it is implemented based on Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Nectar Devotion. I'll elaborate that a little further. So the entire Krishna consciousness movement is based on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is the instructions which are given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which has been expanded and made authentic according to the Shastra. So the authenticity is given by Shastric preferences. So that is nectar of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And Srila Prabhupada presented the summary study of this as nectar devotion. And the basis of nectar devotion is primarily Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. Now, if you try to see the implementation of that in our day-to-day life, we can see Srila Prabhupada so much focused on chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. So much so that we are known as Hare Krishnas. Prabhupada named the society as International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishna is there, Krishna's name is there. And Prabhupada was very, very happy when the public started addressing as Hare Krishnas because they are chanting. Like Matsudana Maharaj, if someone writes an article, he would count how many times Krishna's names are mentioned. If the more the number of Krishna's names are there, the article is better. Can you see the focus? Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, even if there is a derogatory article about Hare Krishna movement in the newspaper, he was happy about it. Because so many times the name Hare Krishna is mentioned. And he asked, how many prints are being published? They would say 10,000, 50,000. Was it very good? Because so many people are chanting Krishna's names. It's the focus. You can see how Srila Prabhupada was focused on the Yuga Dharma. Next. In Nectar Devotion, 64 items of devotion service are mentioned, of which most of them are implemented in our morning program. Can you think about it? Can you imagine how amazing is it? Come for Mangalarati and have our breakfast with us. 4:30 to 9 o'clock, you can have it if you take prasadam. Within that, most of the items of 64 items of devotion service are already taken care. Just come here and sit here and just go through the program. So can you see how Prabhupada implemented very meticulously our morning program? This is called focus. Very effective. 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30. Okay, 9 o'clock. I see we have 4.5 hours. All the essential aspects of bhakti yoga is covered. It's amazing. So this is a master plan of Srila Prabhupada. And let's go through it. We can see we get purified. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada adjusted the initiation process. Prabhupada made the initiation process into two. One is Harinam Diksha and the Dhyana Diksha. Why? The time of Bhaktisiddhanta or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, four regulating principles were not a major concern. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj never told, you know, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. There was no need. So that society, this was not an issue. This was not a major issue. However, we know at this point in time, whether we are going to the west or the east, these sinful activities are very prominent. And so, by initiation, okay, we have this positive and the negative. Negatives give up this sinful activities, and on positive, chant at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So here we can see Prabhupada is talking about initiation, Harinam initiation. And here, this is so amazing. Prabhupada is telling that at the time of death, if one can remember one's own name, one can perfect one's life. Think about this, how focused Srila Prabhupada is. Just remembering our own name, the initiation name, at the time of death, one can perfect one's life. So how accessible it is? You know, see the Antetaraya Smriti, that is a recommendation. Antakale chamameva sadamuktuva palevara. This is the process. Antakale, the time of death, we have a Krishna conscious. So, it is well strategized that if we can remember our own name, we can go back from back to Godhead. That's why the name that we receive during the initiation is very important. As mentioned Prabhupada here, that Krishna Das or Govinda Das, very important. One time one thinks that, one can perfect life. So easy in one sense. So this is Krishna consciousness. It is made so accessible and it is so practical. That's why Smartavya Sadhana Vishnu Vismartavya Na Janata Chit Sarva Vithi Nishedhyo Eteyo Yopinkara. Just talking about Sadhana Bhakti, devotion service in practice. What is that? Regulated devotion service, chant 16 rounds, follow the very principles, do service, etc. Even Sadhana Bhakti, the essential principle of Sadhana Bhakti is always remember Krishna and never forget it. And that will in turn mature as absorption in Krishna. In further sense of devotion service. So that just trying to remember Krishna will become absorption in Krishna. So that essential process is captured. That essential process is captured here in this purport, and that is mentioned, see, that even one can remember at the time of death one's own name, one can go back home, back to Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada writes here, the Krishna consciousness movement is so meticulous that it gives one a good opportunity to remember Krishna somehow or other. Only thing, just apply to the process, apply ourselves. This process, that's all. Every aspect of Krishna consciousness giving us an opportunity to think about Krishna. That's what is going on here. Another very important point mentioned in this purport is about the Lord. The Lord never forgets anyone's service. Whatever little service that we do, the Lord never forgets. Actually, when Bhagavan is, we can drop the bell, there's no need of bell in the hand. So, Prabhupada mentioned that if one take a hammer and hit the head of a nail in Krishna service, as simple as that, one hit, one is nailing something. Prabhupada says, even that Krishna remembers for eternity. You know, even such a simple service, Krishna remembers. So that is the efficacy of Krishna consciousness, and that is the mercy of the Lord. So think, whatever service we do, maybe cooking for the Lord, dressing the Lord, distributing books, each and every preparation, Krishna remembers. So it is good. So we don't want to burn anything. We don't want to burn offering to Krishna. Anything what we do, Krishna remembers. Any book that we distributed, Krishna remembers. Any simple service that we do, any serving, deserves some sarva for someone, Krishna remembers that. So this is the mercy of the Lord. So Krishna remembers everything, and that's why it is mentioned here. Ajamal was very fortunate because the Lord, out of his mercy, he remembered whatever little service he had done before. And by that he was inspired to give the name Narayan. We can hear the pastime, well, I told about this pastime now before. One sage, he gave an association to his wife, and then he suggested his name, Narayan, and he, in that way, Narayan name was used by Ajamal to name his son. So we can see that the mercy of the Lord is there always. Otherwise, just by higher breath, Brahminical birth, all good qualities, not going to help anyone. In the 7th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport that one may have all 12 Brahminical qualities, still such a person cannot save oneself or one's own family. But a devotee of the Lord can save the entire family. So this is the power of a devotee. And in that regard, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, see my European and American disciples. One of the disciples' mother was about to pass out of this world, and at the last breath she asked about Krishna. One of the mother of the devotee, she was not a devotee, but at last she asked, can your Krishna help me? This is perfect in life. Can you think about this? Ante Narayana Sati. Can your Krishna help me at this moment in time? Then what about devotees who are serving Krishna with love and affection throughout their life? What about them? Krishna is definitely going to protect. That is assured. I heard this last time of a devotee from Russia. He was going through some critical health issues, cancer, and it was quite painful, and he was in Russia, and he understood, okay, the last time has come. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. He was living in Russia, he was living in the temple under the care of devotees, so seeing the power of association, and he was deciding that I want to go to Vrindavan, but no money to go to Vrindavan. No money to go to India. He was thinking like that. That Sunday, a lot of devotees came and they got a lot of donation. The temple got a lot of donation so that they had sufficient money to send this devotee and an assistant to Vrindavan. So they understood, yeah, Krishna is organizing everything. So this devotee and an assistant went to Vrindavan. So they got a room, started staying in Vrindavan. However, this devotee was going through excruciating pain. So it was really torturous. He was praying, he was continuing his devotional activities, chanting, remembering Krishna, giving lectures, etc. Just in his room. And he was thinking and he was praying to Radharani, because of this pain, I am unable to think about you properly. Think about this. Because of this pain, I am unable to think about you. So, still he was continuing. One day he got up and he realized that there is no more pain. No pain at all. Then he started thinking, okay, this is the day. The devotee is very transcendental to think, okay, this is the day, because Radharani has arranged for me this day that I don't have any pain, so I can fix my mind completely on that condition. And that day he left the world. And he thinks, this is Krishna will look after, there is no doubt about it. For all devotees, whatever service they are doing, try to do sincerely. And you can see, there is a pay of time for everyone. Krishna will reward, there is no doubt about it. So this is the story of so many devotees, not one or two, so many devotees. Then at the last minute, Krishna will make the arrangement where a devotee can take over Krishna. And Krishna will force into the consciousness. If a devotee cannot think in that situation, one is externally unconscious, cannot think about directly, then the Lord is forced into the consciousness of such a devotee and give his own darshan so that the devotee can perfect life. So this is the mercy of the Lord. So from this pastime and in this book, we can see these three aspects. One, the importance of association with devotees and how Srila Prabhupada, out of his mercy, has implemented this in this Krishna consciousness movement. It is highly accessible, it is extremely pragmatic, and on top of that, it is very focused. Prabhupada's purpose are very focused. And activities in Krishna consciousness, if you perform as directed by Srila Prabhupada, it is very focused. For what? Very focused to please Krishna and in that way to perfect our own life. And the Lord is so merciful. He remembers whatever little service that you perform. And there is a pay of time. So Ajamal, we saw the pay of time. Now, what is he going to do? He has his repentance and then he is going to Haridwar, where he is going to practice Krishna consciousness intensely, and then again he would see the four Vishnudutas, Vibhudhottamas, great devotees. They would come, pick him and go back home, back to Lord. Hare Krishna. Thank you. If there are any questions or comments? Yes, ma'am.
So when we say that someone is taking, like when we hear from the Shastra, they're entering Vanaprastha, that means they're going to the forest, does it mean that they're going to get association of devotees?
Okay. If they're going to the forest, are they getting association with devotees? We can hear from the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was instructed by his mother Suniti to go to the forest. Why? All the sages go to the forest. So many sages, they do live in forest as well. So the forest is the place where the great sages live in the ancient times. That's why it was the duty of the Kshatriyas to protect the sages from the attack of wild animals. We can see in the pastime of Lord Ramachandra also, Lord Ramachandra has been to protect Vishwamitra and other sages. So yes, devotees do live in the forest. Yes.
In the forest, when the Kshatriyas go out to protect the sages, do they also get some sort of karma where they actually hurt the animal or pull the animal, or not necessarily?
No, they can just pull them out, they can't hear properly.
So when the sages are in the forest, and the Kshatriya's duty is to look after them, and if they kill the animals, do they also get karma from that, or not necessarily?
For the protection, they don't. Protection, they don't. Yeah. So for example, we know it's not in the forest. Maharaj, the word name, was trying to protect the cow. And then instead of cow, sorry, protecting the cow, the tiger attacked. Instead of the tiger, he killed the cow because it was dark. So we can see. So it is their duty to protect the cows by killing the tiger. So there is no karma for that specifically. Because it is part of protection, it is part of their duty.
Is it true that you can leave the body anywhere, you don't have to go to Vrindavan? As long as you can feel Krishna?
Yes, so the question is, can you leave the body anywhere? We don't need to go to Vrindavan. Yes, this is true. Anywhere there is association of the devotees, that is the best place to leave Vrindavan. Sorry, the best place to leave the body. However, Vrindavan is considered special. However, Vrindavan is also considered special. Because Prabhu said, to get birth in Vrindavan is good. Somebody get birth in Vrindavan is considered auspicious, very good. To live in Vrindavan is even better. But to leave the world from Vrindavan is the best. Why? Vrindavan is the place where Krishna performed his pastimes. So, if we are present in Vrindavan, we are already in the dham, the abode of the Lord. At the same time, Srila Prabhupada created Vrindavan throughout the world. Prabhupada said here, now this is Vrindavan. Can you see? So this is Vrindavan. So in that way, this temple Prabhupada said is Vrindavan. But it doesn't mean that if you go to anywhere in the city, that is not Vrindavan. So in the temple, around the temple, in the association, you can see that Vrindavan. But if you go to Vrindavan Dham, then what is that? If you are just present, the whole area is Vrindavan, where Krishna performed the pastime. So one can be reminded of Krishna easily. So again, it depends on the consciousness. Yes, one can live anywhere as far as one can think about Krishna. However, we need support. That's where we need association. So it is considered ideal that devotees are chanting when we are leaving this world. So Srila Prabhupada perfected. In Vrindavan, in the month of Kartik, devotees chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, he showed how to leave the world.
Krishna even though he performed part of Vilas everywhere, but he actually never left Vrindavan. His main form came in Vrindavan, but that form went there. Is it right?
Yes, it is right. So the point is, Krishna never left Vrindavan. Vrindavan paritya padam ekam na gacchati. He will not take one step out of Vrindavan. Padam ekam na gacchati. He will not take one step out of Vrindavan. That is true, because Krishna never left Vrindavan. Krishna's expansions, they go to other places and enact the pastimes in Madhura and in Dwaraka. So Vrindavan, Krishna is always in Vrindavan. So there is the Prakata Leela and there is the Aprakata Leela. Manifest pastimes and unmanifest pastimes. So when Krishna left Vrindavan, Krishna immediately left Vrindavan. But Krishna still is present in Vrindavan in his unmanifest form.
Then, just one minute. Then, why the Radharani was in so long? Radharani Gopi?
Of course, they are in so long because that's how they are experiencing Krishna. This is a very advanced topic. Mm-hmm. So, they are experiencing Krishna in separation out of love. So, yes, they have a presence of Krishna, but that is in separation.
They want to taste separation because there is a different taste in separation.
Yes, this is the advanced topic. Mm-hmm. The Vipralambha, it is considered very highest aspect of rasa.
This is also called bhakti rasa.
Yeah, it is a bhakti rasa. Very advanced rasa. So it is not making you suffering. They think gopis are going to make it happen.
No.
It is a form of ecstasy. It's a bliss. But we cannot understand. Because we know only material suffering and enjoyment. So we cannot understand what is real happiness. Only through bhakti can we understand. Correct. Thank you very much. And that's Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.